She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Our first Monday Falcon Club radio show. Our Monday Falcon Club is an all-day program funded by the School Age Community Grant. This radio show is created and presented by our fourth and fifth graders in this program. I'm your host, Julia. I'm a fifth grader at Bailey Elementary, and today we will be focusing on Women's History Month. Joining us here today is our librarian, Mrs. Stroop. Our club is ready with our first question.
Hi, my name is Haley, and I'm in fourth grade. Our first question is, we know something special happened in the library this month. Can you tell us more about it?
This month I made a display for Women's History Month, and so I have books set out for Women's History Month along with dolls that represent a lot of famous and inspiring women throughout history.
Thank you, Mrs. Stroop. We are ready for our second question.
Hi, I'm Caroline. I am also a fourth grader. Our second question is, Miss Drew, where did you get all the dolls?
Well, a little background about how I came up with the dolls. When I was researching one of the women that I wanted to display in the books this month, I found the dolls that went with it. So I found a book about Ida B. Wells, and then some other stuff came up, and one was a Barbie doll that was Ida B. Wells. So then after that, I found a bunch more that I thought would be really good with the display. So I created a wish list and I asked Ms. Huster if I could post it. And when I posted it, my friends, family, and some other teachers bought the dolls for me. So then I have a whole display of them.
Thanks for that question, Caroline. Since one of our Women's History Month dolls is a comedian, Lucille Ball, we are going to take a quick break from our questions for some jokes from a few of our students.
Hi, I am Devin, and I am in fourth grade.
Trey, why did the cow cross the road?
I don't know, Devin. Why did the cow cross the road?
To get to the movies. Alexi, why is Cinderella bad at soccer?
I don't know, Devin. Why is Cinderella bad at soccer?
She was always running away from the ball. Come late. What do you call cheese that's not yours?
I don't know. What do you call it?
Nacho cheese. What do you call a duck with dynamite, Caroline?
I don't know.
A firecracker.
Let's get back to our questions.
My name is Kinley, and I'm in fourth grade.
Ms. Drew, I have a question for you. How many dolls do you have in the display, and what are their names?
I have 13 dolls total in the display. I have Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing, Maya Angelou, a famous poet, Sally Ride, an American astronaut, Billie Jean King, a tennis player, Rosa Parks, a civil rights activist, Ida B. Wells, a journalist, Lucille Ball, an actress and comedian, Frida Kahlo, a Mexican painter, Katherine Johnson, a mathematician, Helen Keller, a disability rights advocate, Ella Fitzgerald, a jazz singer, Eleanor Roosevelt, a political figure, and Susan B. Anthony, a women's rights advocate.
Our next question comes in two parts.
My name is Alexi and I am in fourth grade. My question is, which one of these famous women lived the longest ago and which one lived the most recently?
My oldest inspiring women in the collection are Susan B. Anthony and Florence Nightingale, who happened to be both born in 1820 during important points in history with societal change and medical change that promoted their work. But taking it on as women during that time was very courageous. The youngest that I have were Sally Ride and Billie Jean King, who were born in the 60s. I still remember learning about Sally Ride in elementary school, as she was still active with NASA and toured giving speeches when I was younger. She has passed away, but Billie Jean King is still alive. King was the honoree at the most recent Super Bowl to flip the coin at the coin toss, and she was the one wearing the hot pink jacket.
Since one of the famous women we're celebrating was a poet, I will now share a poem written by her. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. Maya Angelou. We have two more questions for you today.
Hi, my name is Trey and I'm in fourth grade. Ms. Drew, which of these women do you feel were the most important in history?
Well, that one was really hard for me to decide because I think they're all very important in their own way, and they're probably important to different people for different reasons. So I just had to pick the two that I thought were the most important to me and explain why. So I thought Katherine Johnson was very important because she did something that a lot of people don't know about. She was a mathematician for NASA, and she helped with the very first space flight. She was what they called a computer. So now we have our own computers. She was an actual computer. That was her job, was to figure out the mathematics behind different things that our computers can just do on their own now. So she spent a lot of time trying to figure out distances and trajectories for space flights. So she helped them be able to do that. But she was kind of behind the scenes, and so a lot of people don't realize that there were a group of women, including Katherine Johnson, that did all of that work. And so I think it's really important to learn about her and how inspiring she was, especially in the field of mathematics. So to me, you know, math is kind of, it's hard for me, but it's something that I think a lot of girls should go into or consider as a career and not be afraid of, because it's something that, you know, she excelled at and she was very good at, and it's just a career that I think is kind of ignored at times. And the other one that I thought was very important was Susan B. Anthony. She was a women's rights activist, and she fought for the vote for women. So I think that's very important, because now we're able to vote, we're able to have a part in the political process, and can help make decisions that we weren't able to for a long time.
Our last question is ready.
My name is Alexia, and I'm in fourth grade. My question is, what do you think makes Women's History Month so special?
I think it's really important to learn about these women and all the important things that they did. They all had all the ones that I have on display in the library had, you know, different fields that they were involved in, but they made great strides for women, opening up doors for other women, making it more accessible for women to go into those careers. But I also think that it's important for women to see them and learn about them and understand that there's still more things to do, that we still have, you know, a lot of things that we still need to accomplish. So Helen Keller was a disability rights advocate, and so we still have a long way to go for those students, especially as an educator. I think about those things that we could help create more access for them. But also in other areas, there's, you know, Billie Jean King fought for gender equality and pay compensation. And so that's something that we still have a problem with today, that women are not paid the same as men. So it's something we are still working on, something that we should still consider. And so why it's a good idea to learn about Women's History Month is to also show that we have strides to make in the future.
Let's take another break for a few more jokes.
Hi, my name is Hunter, and I'm in fourth grade, and I will be telling jokes. Hey, Lexi, why did the pony get in trouble?
I don't know, why did the pony get in trouble?
He was horsing around. Why did the banana put sunscreen on?
Because
if he didn't, he'd peel. Why did the cow cross the road?
I don't know,
Caroline.
I don't know, Hunter. Why did the cow cross the road?
To get to the movies. What do you call an illegally parked frog? Trap.
I don't know, what do you call an illegally parked frog?
Toad. One more.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did the chick cross the road?
I'm not sure why did the chick cross the road.
The chick fly.
That was good.
Thank you for joining our Falcon Club today, and thank you to Mrs. Stroop for being our first guest on the show. We love the dolls you've told us about. The next time we will be taping a show will be May 2nd. Our guests will be from the Missouri River Bird Observatory. We hope you join us again then.
One, two, one, two. Ida B. Wells was a teacher and a journalist too. Born in 1862, the Civil War wasn't even through. Her parents were still slaves, that's why I'm amazed with all the tragedy she made it through. Her father was the son of his masters. Her mother and sister been sold time after time and again. What would have happened if the North didn't win? But it really didn't even matter. Reconstruction brought an era that left blacks bruised and battered. But Ida kept fighting. And with her pen she kept writing. She was a leader, no hiding. Even if it meant getting fired. She stood for justice, you better know this. Ida B. live forever. She used the power of her pen every time she wrote for the Evening Star, a black newspaper which traveled to blacks near and far. The princess of the press is what we call her. She wanted blacks to go farther, but the whites and the lynch mob made it harder. Hanging black men, leaving black children without a father. She spoke out against inequality and told the whole world about all atrocities that were committed against her race. How black women kept getting raped, how black men kept getting lynched. Horrific crimes committed by white men. But Ida was in it to win. She had no fear, let the fight begin. The first Rosa Parks and Claudette Colvin. It took three white men to remove her from the train car she was in. She had enough mistreatment. She gathered her race, said, y'all, we leaving. She inspired a black migration and kept praying for a better nation. They left Memphis and went west. They thought relocating would be best. That made southern white folks more upset, because when they left, their money left. That made them hate united even more. She kept writing and stayed true to her core. All these lynchings and brutal beatings, we just can't ignore. But some black ministers wanted Ida B to keep quiet.
No way.
Didn't want to rock the boat, wanted her to keep silent. She wasn't going out like that. She was gonna keep writing, even if they didn't have each other's back. Black queen, hold it down. Her voice was a weapon to the enemy. Protection for all black communities. Soon Ida B fell in love. She married a man named Ferdinand. He was an activist too. He owned the newspaper and gave it to her. It was called the Conservator. This was perfect because you know Ida B had more racial disparities to explore. And she didn't stop her justice fight. She always spoke out. A leader, no doubt. That's what I'm talking about.